This is a Collider.com audio interview.
It's so freezing. I can't believe this.
It's going to change when the interview's over.
I hope so.
All right, everybody. If you can just take your seat, and we're about to start. Okay, so are you all set?
Yeah.
Okay, who wants to be the first question?
This gentleman right here.
Hello, I'm Jose from Portugal.
Hi.
I would like to ask you, what did you learn with Michael Mann in contrast with the other directors you work with?
I think I knew it before, but when I had to work on this Midwestern accent, and it was really hard for me, and I would... Part of my brain and my heart were always focused on this accent, and I know he works on details, and that's what I love about him, and I really wanted him to be happy with my accent, so I worked hard, but knowing that it would never be 100% perfect. Because I'm French and I started learning English when I was 12, and it's already late, you know, to really have a perfect accent. And plus, I started to learn English with a French teacher, and it was more "the cat is in the garden," and "Chris is very happy to see you today." So it was really bad English. So, and Midwestern accent, where before I wouldn't say, I wouldn't know, you know, if this is Midwestern, this is Southern, this is. Now I kind of. Know where it is. And even between British and American, I didn't really know. Now I really know. But he was the one, because I was so focused on the accent all the time. And he was the one to tell me, you know, you really have to let it go now. You worked hard and enough. That now you have to give heart and soul and flesh and emotions to Billy, and then the accent will follow, you know. And I was sure that, I mean, my brain was sure that if I would totally let it go and if I didn't think about it, it would not be good. And he was right, actually. It was when I really let it go and when I didn't think about it that it was the best for everything. The character was there. She had flesh and bones and emotions, and also a better Midwestern accent with a little flavor of French.
Hello, I'm from Gray.
Hi.
Viva Magazine. I want to ask you, did it help you that Johnny in love with French woman? Did he understand you better than other American actors?
I don't know. How can I answer this question? What is exactly your question, actually? That it helps that he knows French women? Maybe. I don't know. Well, he's... how can I answer this question?
We can move on to the next one.
I will try. I mean, he's a very, very nice person. He was very nice to me because I was very stressed out. It was my first movie after 2 years. It was my first movie after La Vie en Rose, and it had been 2 years. I was very stressed out. I'm always very scared when I start a movie because I never know if I'm going to be able to do a good job or do a very bad job, and not be able to do a bad, but, you know. And he was very nice. That's what I can say. And actually, we never spoke English, French. We never spoke French because I really wanted to stick with the English. What I told you before was really like getting into my brain, so I would not allow me to speak French even with my boyfriend, my mother, my brothers. It was really weird, but it helped me a lot. Even with some of my friends that have a really, really bad English, it was better than the French.
Hello, Marion.
Hello.
Other than Midwestern American accent, well, it sounded perfect.
Thank you.
What are the other challenges to create a Midwestern American woman? You are French, and French women are supposed to be very sophisticated. Can you de-sophisticate yourself to act as a Midwestern woman? What were the other challenges?
I don't think I'm that sophisticated, but maybe I'm not aware of it. I don't know. It was. I wouldn't say it was a challenge, but it was so interesting. I never thought I would have to play an Indian, well, half French but Indian woman in my life, and I got to discover Native American history and American history. So it was more like I opened a box with a lot of treasures about a culture that is not mine, but that is so interesting. And especially I met this people from the Menominees, the Menominee tribe, and it's an amazing culture. I met with really amazing people, and I was very lucky to be in a situation that I had to be one of them, and I had to be one of the American history, which is amazing for a really like 100-person French girl. but I would say that the only big challenge for me was definitely the accent, and that the rest was, and it was the accent, and also, I mean, it was a biggest challenge to let it go, not think about it, than to actually work on the accent, because I think that when you work, you can get somewhere. But all the rest, I mean, was just joy.
Hi. What do you love about acting? And is there any particular moment in this movie when we can feel this passion, this real love that you feel for acting in this movie?
I can answer the first question. The second, I don't know how to talk about myself like this and say, look, there you can really feel that I love acting. I wouldn't be able to say that, but I think that it's when I finally found this way to express myself, it was a relief because I didn't know how to do it before that. And I've always known actors because my parents are actors on stage. So I lived in a very creative environment when I was a kid, and I mean all my life. And when I was young, and my parents' job was to tell stories to people, and that's how they feed us. And I thought it was amazing. I thought, and they would travel around the world, and I remember because my dad was a mime, and then he had his company, and he created plays for children, and he was very successful with it. So he went all around the world, and they would come back from Peru with Peruvian clothes, and it was magical. Traveling, telling stories, make people laugh or cry, having emotions. And I've always wanted to do that. And when I started and I felt that it was my way to express myself, and that if I needed someone else inside of me, which is a character, to express myself, it's okay. And voila.
Hi. Hi. What are your intentions as far as your work? Do you want to work half time here, half time in France? Do you have some goals? Do you have a lot of offers in the States, or is your heart still in France mostly?
My only goal, if I can put it that way, because it's not really a goal, it's more a desire, is to work with great people and in a way to tell good stories. I don't have I don't plan things. I'm so lucky to work in the United States and do American movies, because when I was young, my heroes were Gene Kelly, Charlie Chaplin, the Marx Brothers. So, and they were all American. I mean, I had I watched French movies too, but it was really my culture of movies was American, and I never thought I would work here one day. And I mean, I'm so happy that I have the opportunity to do that. But also, I'm French and I love French cinema. But I will not say, oh, I have to do a French movie and then an American movie and do a French movie. I don't know what's going to happen next. And I really want to live the present time. And I hope that that I will have beautiful offers. But maybe in Japan, too, we're not, you know. I think that you are where you have to be, and I'm not a person who wants to control things too much, because I love surprises. And I think, did I answer your question?
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
How did you identify with the character of Billy in terms of your own personal views on love?
On love, maybe it's related to what she lived, how she loved, but where I can relate it on with her is that maybe it's not about love what I'm going to answer, but it might be related in a way. She had a very tough life. She went through very tough things. This thing is that she was Indian, and at a certain point she was in that boarding school where people told her it's bad to be Indian. It's bad to have this language you have. It's bad to be who you are. I think it's surreal for a child. I mean, it might be really hard to understand it, and it might be kind of a trauma. And then she had a very bad wedding with some very bad gangsters. I mean, not that he was he was very bad. He was even bad at being a gangster, actually. But she always looked the positive side of things. And she was full of life. And I don't know if you have this expression here with the glass half empty or half full. She would always see half full. And I think it's a strength, especially in this era 30s in Chicago, the Depression, the very, very tough life they had back then in this area. So I can relate to her. And I really have an amazing life compared to what she had. But to try to see the positive things in bad things. And then I saw it's related to love in many ways. She was in love with a bad guy, even if I think he was not that bad. But she loved him.
Okay, we got about 5 more minutes. That gentleman right there in the white.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
I wonder how your expectations were on working with Johnny Depp before the movies, before the shooting started, and also eventually how it turned out. You know, did he surprise you in any way? Did he exceed your expectations? Were you able to learn something from him? How was the whole experience?
I think you always learn something from working with good actors, and I had seen a lot of his movies before I worked with him, and I think he's an amazing actor because he can do so many different things and be authentic in each of those things, and he's a very what I think I always say funny guy, but funny guy means more weird than I should say fun guy. Yeah, well, he's a fun guy, and he really likes to have fun on set. He's and when I say he's a simple person, it doesn't mean that he's like simple person is like he's really easy to talk with, and he's the same person with everybody, which is an amazing quality. When you have a special life like the life he has, and he's a real gentleman. But I was not, I mean, I didn't know anything about him except his work, so it's and most of the time I don't expect things. I don't project, maybe he will be like this or like that. So it's not about surprise. It's just about discovering someone who's a very nice person and a great actor.
Hello. From the Netherlands. You have some very heavy emotional scenes in the film. That looks really tough to do. How do you handle that kind of...
Well, it seems weird, but I love it when it's really, like... I know that it's weird to imagine that someone can find pleasure in feeling really deep pain. But I think it's a way for me to express myself. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to explain it, and I don't think it's really a need. It's better to do things than to explain. And there are many people who can explain it, you know. I don't want to compare myself to Arthur Rimbaud. Do you know Rimbaud? Really, don't get me wrong, but when I was in school and I had to explain Rimbaud's poetry, the thing that always came to my head was, but did he really want us to explain this beautiful poetry. So, but I really have to say that I love when I have very emotional scenes to do, because first of all, you never know if you're going to be able to do it. And when finally you did it, and it's I mean printed. I don't know if I can say that, but and you're so happy that you did it and that you gave the right emotion to the character you're living with for a while. It makes me so happy. And when I did La Vie en Rose, there were many, many emotional state of, and really she was very emotional, and there were a lot of scenes that were very painful, and I loved it. Not that I'm a masochistic person, but I don't know, it's after this kind of scene, you feel empty and full at the same time. And for me, it's an amazing feeling. I don't know if I answered your question, but...
Okay, that's all we have time for, I'm sorry. We gotta move on. We gotta move on, I'm sorry.
Are you wearing Dior?
Not today. Today, it's a French designer... who's called Vanessa Bruno.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, I'm really looking forward to Chris Nolan's next film, Inception,
yeah.
which you're a part of. Can you talk about just how he approached you and also like who you are in the movie?
I'm sorry, we have to... I can tell you, like, he called my agent and he wanted to see me. It's like a very simple way. But... you know that I can't tell anything. Thank you very much.
Thank you.